There are a number of details about the way that the Birkat Kohanim should actually be recited. We learn out from the fact that it says Kota Baruchu. We learn it out of Gezer Shava with the brachot given in this week's parasha, that it has to be Kol Ram, that the Kohanim have to recite the bracha in a loud voice. The Tor explains that Kol Ram actually means Me'ula Shebekolot, the best of voices. Lo Gadol v'lo Katan, not a very loud voice, but not a very quiet voice. El Abeinoni, but just a sort of medium, normal voice. The Mishnah Brura says it means that you can't do it very, very quietly. It doesn't say you mustn't do it loud, and says in actual fact, if it's a big shul, then you need to do it loud so that everybody will hear it. And he says that if you've got a Kohen who's got a very quiet voice, perhaps an elderly Kohen who can't speak loud, then he's not supposed to duchen, and he should leave the shul before Birkat Kohanim. There's a very famous Briska Torah on this din of Kol Ram. The Briskas wonder, why is it that we can't have one Kohen duchen and or recite the Yivarech HaKashem Yishmerech out loud, and all the other Kohanim standing alongside him with their arms outstretched, but listening to what he's saying and saying Amen at the end, and then doing Birkat Kohanim through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh, just like we do various other mitzvot through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh. And they answer that there are two dinim here in Birkat Kohanim. One is a din of Amira, of saying the words, and that you can do through Shomer Ka'oneh. There's also another din of Bekol, that it should be Bekol Ram, that it should be in a loud voice, and that you can't do through Shomer Ka'oneh. That's not just the recitation of the words, that's a way of projecting your voice. You can't have somebody else doing that on your behalf, and that's why all of the Kohanim have to say the Birkat Kohanim themselves. In Kuf Kaf Chet Sif Mem Hei, right at the very end of the Siman, the Shulchan Aruch points out that there are various words where the Kohanim turn as they're reciting them to the north and to the south. Yeli Rava explains this is so that everybody should be covered very obviously by the bracha. These are the words which are in the second person, Yivarechecha, and then Yishmerecha, Eilecha, Vichunecha, and then in the third pasuk, Eilecha, and Lecha Shalom. These words, the Kohanim turn to the right and to the left so that it's if they're facing all the people. An important halacha comes up in Se'if Yud Chet, and that is that the person calling Kohanim doesn't call out Kohanim until the Tzibur has finished responding Amen to HaToshim Halachana Elohodot. The Mishnah Berurah says, as far as that's concerned, it can actually be the Rov Tzibur, most of the congregation, just like with all the other brachot. But, and the Kohanim don't start reciting the bracha until the Makri has finished saying Kohanim. And then they do, during the course of the bracha, it's required that the brachot are dictated. The brachot are dictated to the Kohanim word by word, but the Kohanim aren't allowed to start saying the word until the Makri has finished reciting his word. Sometimes you get either impatient or enthusiastic Kohanim, who, especially if the Chazan is doing something a little bit cantoral, something like that, they lose patience and they start saying Yivarechecha before he's finished. They're not supposed to do that because the Tzibur has to hear every word of Birkat Kohanim. Likewise, the Tzibur shouldn't say Amen until the Kohanim have finished reciting each of the Psukim. Again, you can have, certainly with the last word of the Pasuk, V'yishmerecha, and they drag out the end of Yishmerecha, the Tzibur shouldn't say Amen until the Kohanim have finished saying that word. The Shulchan Aruch also says, this is based on the fact that it says Amor Lahem, Emor Lahem, that Birkat Kohanim should be said word by word to the Kohanim, that, as I said, needs to be dictated to them. So there's a machloket in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Kaf Chet, if you're Gimel, between the Mechaber and the Rama, as to whether or not the first word of Yivarechecha should be said. The Mechaber says that you don't know. the Kohanim say their bracha, and then they go straight into Yivarechcha. They know that's the first word. You don't need to remind them. Machabe seems to think the reason why you dictate the words is so that they won't make any mistakes. Whereas the Rama says even the word Yivarechcha, the Chazan or the Makri says to them, because this is a din of Emor Lahem. Every word of Birkat Kohanim has to be dictated to them. Also, obviously, it's important that the Kohanim get every word correct, and they read and recite the words correctly, making sure that their Hebrew is good and correct. Sometimes you hear the Kohanim actually mispronouncing some of the words. In particular, that's in the second pasuk. You have it that the last word is vichuneka. I've often heard Kohanim either saying vichunecha, which it's got a dagesh in the kaf, or vichuneka. That's not correct. It's a vichuneka, and it's important that the Kohanim say that correctly. And also, it's a big pity if they don't. Ad kan.